In Rome at this time, Christianity became the state religion, and almost contemporaneously, in Iran, the Sasanian dynasty built a highly centralized state in which secular and religious authority were bound together. At its height, this Iranian empire stretched from the Euphrates to the Indus, in modern terms from Syria to Pakistan, and for several centuries it was the equal and the rival of Rome in the long struggle to control the Middle East. The Sasanian king out hunting on this program's silver dish is Shapur II, who ruled with resounding success for 70 years, from 309 to 379. It's a shallow silver dish. I suppose it's about the size and the shape of a small frisbee. But it's made of very high quality silver, and as you move it around, you can see that it's got highlights in gold. The king sits confidently astride his mount, and on his head he wears a very large crown with what looks like a winged globe on the top of it. Behind him, ribbons flutter over the silver, giving an impression of movement. Everything about his dress is rich. Pendant earrings, long-sleeved tunic with carefully embroidered shoulder pads, highly decorated trousers, and ribboned shoes. What we're looking at is an elaborate, carefully worked-out ceremonial image of wealth and power.